Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I apologize for the delay. This is the Curtis Harwell Show. We had some technical difficulties getting started this morning, but we finally got ourselves online. So again, thank you for listening to the show and being patient with us today. Again, I hope you're having a fantastic day, and I'm talking live from here in Austin, Texas, and you are listening to America's Best and Most Listened to Fitness Show, the Curtis Harwell Fitness Show, with over 6 million listens and growing every day, and I am your host, Curtis Harwell, and I try very hard to discuss all the topics to help you to a better and healthier lifestyle. And again, I want to thank all of my listeners who made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. And absolutely without you, we would not have the show that we have and to be able to share it with you as often as we can. You can participate in the show today by contacting me on Facebook at the Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show page. You can also call in at 347-850-8748. Today's sponsors are Titan Fitnesswear and Wellman Image Photography. Titan Fitnesswear's website is www.titanfitnesswear.com. They have all the great gear, workout gear, t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies. Check them out. Great prices, great colors, and great graphics. You can also get Wellman Image Photography at 512-922-5400, and you can also get them at their webpage at www.wellmanimage.com. So head over there, take a look at what they do. Wellman Image does family photography, senior pictures, pet sports, weddings. They can do portfolios for you fitness gals and guys out there that want to get your face out there in the industry. And again, give them a call today at 512-922-5400. Today's show, we're going to discuss my simple ways to motivate yourself. And as we all know, motivation is one of those things that is just hard as heck. It just really is. It is hard as heck. And some people just really don't, you know, have self-motivation. And again, that's a very difficult. Some people find it almost impossible to motivate themselves to get things done on a daily basis. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's exercise, whether it's, believe it or not, it's sometimes just getting yourself out of the bed. That you can find it very difficult. And I myself, I'm a trainer, and I've trained thousands and thousands of people over the years, and motivation is one of those top things that I find so difficult sometimes to be able to figure out a person and figure out what it takes to get them motivated, because every individual is a little bit different. And I also find that, when it comes to motivation, I always believe that self-motivation, you have to have some fire in the belly, fire in your belly. It doesn't matter what I do as a trainer, as a motivational speaker, if you don't have that little bitty spark, you got to have that little bit of spark in your system that I can change things around, help you develop the skills that you need to be that person that you want to be. So today we're going to kind of discuss my simple ways to motivate yourself. Now, you know, feeling less than motivated all too often is a question that you ask yourself. Do you feel less than motivated all too often? And a lot of people do. I know sometimes I do myself. I don't do it very often, but every once in a while I can get in that funk and I just, the motivation just leaves my body. And again, sometimes I just feel really lazy and unmotivated. And it's one of those things that it happens to the best of us. Now, I'm going to try to give you some practical solutions to the universal motivation problem. and I've listed them out. I have several of them, and excuse me, and some of them you just might try a handful of them. You might see one that you like that will turn that little thing in your head that helps with self-motivation. And again, let me know on Facebook. Let me on Twitter. You can get me at Curtis Harwell BB on Twitter. And again, you can get me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook, Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show, or Curtis Harwell Fit, which is my training page on Facebook too. Let me know which ones work well for you. And I'm absolutely sure that you'll find at least one of these ideas, one or two, that do just that among these suggestions that I'm getting ready to give you. Now, one of the things is make a deal with yourself. This is good for overcoming procrastination and getting things done. You can make the deal small or large. You simply tell yourself something like, when I'm done with this chapter, these reports, this workout session, whatever you need to do, project that you have, that, you know, say to yourself, reward yourself that you can take a walk in the park, do something with your family, wife, your significant other, and something as simple as, believe it or not, because you can't have, you know, ice cream and little treats in your diet, you can't have those. They're not forbidden. And maybe have something, treat yourself. But make a deal with yourself when you get through a specific achievement, reward yourself. Another thing is act like it. Act like you're motivated. If you don't feel motivated or enthusiastic, then act like it. The strange thing is that within a few minutes, you actually start to feel motivated or absolutely enthusiastic for real. So act like it and get yourself out of that funk. So act like you're motivated. You know, you can also do things like ask uplifting questions in the morning. And I got to tell you, this is one of my favorites that really does the deal for me. Now, here's what you do. Now, every morning, ask yourself maybe 5 empowering 3-part questions and do it kind of like this. What am I blank about in my life right now? Or what about it makes me blank? Question mark. You know, how does this make me feel? Question. Now, put in your own value in the blank space. Now, for instance, here's a couple of my questions that I might ask myself. Like, I will ask myself, what am I happy about in my life right now? What am I excited about in my life right now? Now, it's important that you really feel how it makes you feel. Now, when I think about the last part, about what makes me happy right now, I really feel it. Now, these morning questions are great because they really get you to feel those positive vibes, those positive feelings right off of the bat in the morning. So you start your day not in negativity, but being positive. And that is, there's nothing like that when you start your day off feeling positive and not negative, okay? Another thing, move the goalpost. Set large and specific goals in your life. This will motivate you much more than small goals, okay? A big goal has a big effect and create a lot of motivation. So when you set small goals, you get small motivation, okay, or small effect. So big goals have a big effect and can create a lot of motivation. Now, simply, for example, I shoot guns a lot. and I'm just going to give you an example here real quick. So let's say, you know, you're a shooter. You like going out shooting, and you haven't been able to do the things that you want to do as far as accuracy, and you get unmotivated. You want to quit. So then what you do is if you're not doing very well, set a goal for yourself for this week that I'm going to do this. I want to accomplish this. I at least want to get close to the target. Okay. Then you get close to the target. Then the next week you change and you increase your goal that you want to get another step closer and closer and closer until your accuracy improves. So along the way, guess what? Your motivation increases because you're happy, because you're reaching your goals. So that's just one example. Or if you're in the gym and you're training and you're working out, set goals on weight. And every week increase those weights, hit your goal, your motivation goes up, your happiness goes up because you are achieving. So move the goalpost. A big goal has a big effect, like I said, and can create a ton of motivation in your life. It really can. Now, another thing, do something small and create a flow. Just clean your desk, or pay your bills, or wash the dishes. You just need to get started doing something. Now, when you finish that small task, you feel more alert and ready to go to the next thing. You just need to get started to get motivated. So if you really don't feel like doing anything, start with something small and work your way up. You have to take the first step. Nobody else is going to take that step for you. It's not going to happen. When I work with people on motivation and I work with people, you know, I'm training or if I'm giving a motivational speech, you know, I can do the best possible job that I can do. I can tell you any and everything that you need to hear for me to get you motivated. But if you don't take that first step to accept what I'm saying, okay, it goes nowhere. So start with something small and work your way up. Also, another thing, do the toughest task first. Now, this will ease a lot of your day-to-day worries and boost your self-confidence for the rest of the day, okay? And so that will build confidence in you every day. Because if you can handle the big stuff, you can handle the easy stuff. And this will boost your confidence on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis, okay? But, you know, and again, you might start out doing the hardest task of the day bright and early. Get it out of the way. Slow is another thing. Now, instead of jumping into something at full speed, start slow, okay? Now, when you do that, your mind will not visualize the task at hand as something that's hard, that you have to do fast, 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 and fast. If your mind sees such things, guess what often happens to yourself, yeah? You don't get started, okay? Now, actually getting started, even if it's at a slow pace, it's a whole lot better than not getting started at all. I hope that makes sense to you there, okay? Because you have to get started. That's the first thing. You got to take that first step. And if you don't take the first step, you can't get started. So, you know, start out slow, things that you can accomplish to start that process of motivation. And then increase, again, move the goalpost. Okay. Compare yourself with yourself. don't compare yourself with others. Now, comparing what you have and your results to what other people have and have accomplished can really kill your motivation. Okay? There are always people ahead of you. It's life. Okay? All of us want to think that we're the best at what we do. But you know what? There's always somebody better. I've been doing what I've been doing my entire life. I think I'm great at what I do. I'm great. I believe I'm great at motivation, working with people to achieve for themselves the person that they want to get. But you know what? There's always somebody better. But you don't let that get yourself down because you don't compare yourself to others. It's just like myself being the bodybuilder that I am. I've been doing it my entire life. When I'm getting ready for a competition or I'm up on that stage, I never, ever, ever care about what anybody else looks like. I just don't. I don't care what they look like because I'm going to get up on stage and during my training sessions, I'm going to put the best package together that I can. Okay? What other people look like, that has no bearing on what I look like. Okay? The judges are the ones that do the comparison, not myself. So if I know that I'm coming in with the best possible package that I can, I'm looking as fit and as good as I can look, you know, and then the judges compare us, that's all I can ask for. But again, don't compare yourself what other people have because it will kill your motivation, okay? There are always people ahead of you and most likely quite a bit of people, believe it or not. Excuse me. And a few of them are actually miles ahead of you. But you don't let that kill your motivation. Use that as a guide to where you need to be as successful in your present endeavor as you want to be. So focus on you. Don't focus on the other people. And also focus on your results and how you can and how you have improved on your results. That is what is most important. Reviewing your results is important so you see where you've gone wrong in the past to avoid similar missteps further on. But it's also important because it's a great motivator to see how much you have improved and how far you have come. Often, you can be pleasantly surprised, believe it or not, when you do such a review on yourself. And I know we are our worst critics. We all are. And most people in the fitness industry, we definitely are our worst critics. A lot of times when we look in the mirror and we're getting ready for something and we're looking at ourselves, we rarely see the strong points. We see all of our weak points. But those weak points are areas that you need to get motivated to improve, okay? So compare yourself with yourself, not others. Be an original, okay? Okay, another item, remember your successes. And let them flow through your mind instead of your failures. Write down your successes. Consider using a journal of some kind since it's easy to forget your successes. But we're all successful in some aspects of our lives every day. So, you know, you negative Nellies out there that just think your life is absolutely crap, that's not the case, okay? Remember your successes. When those things happen, put them in the vault. Write them down. And then when you start thinking about things, don't think about all the damn negative things that are going on in your life or failures. Write down your successes and look at those successes. Again, write it in a journal. But don't forget your successes and build upon those successes to help motivate you to be better. Now, another one that I really love is act like your heroes. Read about them. Watch them. Listen to them. Okay? Discover what they did that was special and what made them tick. What made them the success that they are. But remember that they are people just like you, so let them inspire you instead of looking up at them admiringly, okay? That's what you got to do. Look at them to inspire you, to motivate you, but don't inspire to be them. And look at them and admire them, but be an original, be your own person, and take away from all kinds of different people the positive things that they have going on that's going to help you be that person that you want to be. So admire people from afar, but let them inspire you, okay? Instead, again, of looking at them admiringly, okay? Now, another biggie, remember to have fun or, create a task that's fun. When you do this, you'll stay motivated to do the task and finish it. So create some fun. Don't make everything so doggone difficult or not having a good, happy time at what you're doing. Change things around so you have some fun. Another toughie, actually, is getting out of your comfort zone. Face your challenges out there to get a real boost of motivation. If you're holding yourself back, okay, you need to do things that will overcome your fears, okay? You need to do those things. So get yourself beyond your comfort zone. There's things as you're exercising, doing the things in life that you're doing. If it's not challenging you, you're not getting better. Okay, so get out of that comfort zone. And what you need to do is you need to take that first scary step outside your comfort zone, which is hard as hell. But learn how to get outside that comfort zone so you can improve. Another biggie, don't fear failure. We all fail. Anybody that is a success in their life that tells you that they've never failed, they're lying to you. Everybody fails. We all fail every day. Okay? Now, when you're talking about failure, redefine it as feedback and as a natural part of a successful life. That's what you have to do. Okay? If you're doing something and you fail at it, look at why you failed at it. Look at the feedback from it, because it's a natural part of a successful life out there. Okay, I got to tell you, I've failed a lot. Okay, you look at the things that you do in your life. If you're a bodybuilder, you're competitive. I've done tons of shows and tons of shows in my life. You don't win every one of them, okay? So do you consider if you lose, if you don't win a show, do you consider that as a failure, okay? You look at the things that you've done in your life. At that particular thing, you look at why you weren't successful at it. And then improve upon it. And that is why I succeed and everybody else out there who's motivated succeeds. And then another thing is try to find a valuable lesson in each of your failures. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this failure? because that's what failures are. Failures are educational. They will help you get better, and that's what you need to do. So ask yourself, what can I learn from this particular failure? Okay. Another important thing, do some research on what you're about to do. Then, you know, your expectations will be more grounded in reality, and you can also get good hints of what difficulties that you might run into along the way. Now, managing your expectations can lower the often almost explosive initial enthusiasm, but it can also lessen the lack of motivation that actually follows when most of that enthusiasm, your enthusiasm has dissipated. Now, when you know what has happened to others in similar situations, what path they have walked, you can adapt and try their solutions and also, you know, personal variations of those and do it on your own. This makes the worries and challenges easier to handle because you kind of know what to expect a little bit. But both emotionally, since you know at least some of the things that will happen and that others have lived through it before, and practically, okay? So it is important to do research on what you're going to do. Just don't do it, you know, just on a whim. Get a little information, okay? Now, figure out why you're doing something. If you don't know or don't have enough reasons to do something, then it will be hard to get it done. Do things that you have really strong reasons to do. Now, if you want to do something, then figure out a good reason to do it. If you can't find one, consider dropping it and doing something that you have a good reason to do, okay? Another one, write down your goals and reasons for working towards them. Tape them on the wall. Put them on a computer or bathroom mirror. Then you'll be reminded throughout the day and when it becomes easier to stay on track and stay focused, okay? Learn to think more positively most of the time. Be positive, positive, positive throughout the day. And learn to let go of negative threads of thoughts before they have a chance to take a hold on you. So try a few of these things. I'm going to do another show down the road because I have more things. But take a look at these things. See what's going to help you. And if any of these things that I've given you, give them a shot. Give it a try. You'll absolutely will turn your life around and be positive. You have a fantastic day, and we'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.